Republican Jake Ashby, a former Army captain, was elected to the Rensselaer County Legislature last fall. Ashby and his family reside in the village of Castleton. He grew up in Skodak.
I went to college at Hudson Valley and then Keuka College. I was in the Army for 8 years. I served as a civil affairs officer, deployed to Iraq, Afghanistan. I spent some time in Africa. I'm an occupational therapist by trade. I have my own practice where I focus on home accessibility consultations, and I teach up at Maria College in the occupational therapy department. I have a wife, 2 small children.
When someone suggested Ashby run for McLaughlin's former seat, it didn't take a lot of convincing.
One of the trends that I've seen since returning back to upstate New York is a lot of people leaving, specifically upstate. And I felt a calling for it, to be honest. I felt a call to leadership. I think it's important that we get younger people, we start leading by example in terms of races like this.
Ashby isn't fazed that some have labeled him political newbie, saying he has a track record that speaks for itself.
Well, I'm certainly a newbie compared to other people. I think we have some people in being so close to the Capitol who've been involved in politics for quite a long time. But, you know, when I was in the Army as a civil affairs officer, I helped mentor District Governor in Coast Province. I worked with his Tashkill, which is kind of like the cabinet over there. And I've been involved in local races at the municipal level as well. So I think I'm well prepared for this. My education background and medical. I have an MBA in healthcare management from Union Graduate College, and now education I think is diverse enough to give me a broad understanding, and I think my personal experience and professional experience speaks for itself.
You feel confident that you could get along with and interact with and get things done with the state government as it exists right now?
I think there's a lot of opportunity for opposition. I do think that there's opportunity for bipartisan issues and cooperation as well, specifically in the environment and veterans issues, 2 things that I hold very dear right now. I'm on the Environment Committee for the Rensselaer County Legislature, and I chair the Veterans Committee as well.
Ashby says he is deeply concerned about health care and would like to see small business grow in Rensselaer County. He says he is a strong Second Amendment supporter.
I oppose the SAFE Act, though I follow it. It's the law of the land. But I am an outspoken critic of it.
Ashby offers his take on the issue of gun control and guns in schools.
Well, I think in New York State, we have some of the strictest gun control laws in the country that were unfortunately passed in a very clandestine way. As far as arming teachers, I think that training is essential. I believe that schools should have resource officers. I believe that the state has actually explored this possibility in terms of funding it through specialty license plates and that sort of those sort of measures. I know that there's a lot of volunteers out there that would be willing to do this, from retired law enforcement to veterans that I know. And I think it would be an important thing and a good thing for local communities to capitalize on. I think that it should be left to the local communities and the school districts to make this decision for themselves. I don't think that it should be coming down from the state or the federal government to make these decisions. I think that in New York State, you know, we have some great school districts that can boast some very proud standings. And I think that the communities in those districts should be making this decision for themselves.
Ashby says he's listening carefully to residents' concerns while on the campaign trail.
The 287G issue in Rensselaer County, that's been something that's been talked about. 287G is a partnership that Rensselaer County sheriffs have entered into with ICE. The agreement allows them to train 2 deputies to question inmates on their immigration status. Corruption, you know, that's always another issue. Environmental issues, Dewey Low Fill in Nassau, and now the landfill over in Rensselaer, you know, that's kind of becoming more of an issue as well.
The winner of the special election will have to run again for the seat come November. The 107th District includes parts of Rensselaer, Columbia, and Washington counties. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.